Haggai chapter 2. On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the surviving remnant of the people. Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look now? Doesn't it seem like nothing in your eyes? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Get to work, and I will be with you, declares the Lord of armies. This is the promise I made to you when you left Egypt. My spirit remains in your midst. Do not be afraid. Listen, this is what the Lord of armies says. Once again, in a little while, I myself will shake the heavens and the earth, the seas and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the desired of all the nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of armies. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of armies. The glory of this second house will be greater than that of the first one, says the Lord of armies. For in this place I will provide peace, declares the Lord of armies. On the 24th day of the ninth month in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet. This is what the Lord of armies says. Ask the priests about the law. If someone carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and he touches bread, stew, wine, oil, or any food with the fold of the garment, will that food become holy? The priests answered, no. Then Haggai said, if one who is unclean from contact with a dead body touches any of these things, will that thing become unclean? The priest answered, it will be unclean. Then Haggai responded, this is how it is with this people, and this is how it is with this nation in my presence, declares the Lord. And this is how it is with all the work of their hands. Everything that they offer there is unclean. Now consider your ways carefully. From the time before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord up to this day, through all that time, whenever anyone came to a heap of grain to get 20 measures, there were only 10. Whenever anyone came to the wine vat to draw out 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck you and all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail, yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. Consider your ways carefully from today, the 24th day of the ninth month, all the way back to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider this. Is there still seed in the barn? The vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not produced fruit. But from this day on, I will bless you. The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah. Say, I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overturn the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders will go down, each one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of armies, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, declares the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of armies. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.